Okay, I want to thank the Parnas Hayom. The schus of the davening and learning here today is the Ilui Nishmas Yitzchak Isaac ben Shlomo Zalman. With gratitude to Shani and Jay Gelman, to Yitzchak Isaac, ben Shlomo Shavon Eliyam, Shlomo Simcha Nachas and Brocha Me'atavavet. Okay, we're talking about crying. What place crying has in the avod of his bardedus? And what we learned last week is how Rabbi Nachman is very, very much, I don't want to use the word against, but he uses strong words. He said that if a person is trying to bring himself to tears, to force the tears, and goes to daven with the intention of crying because he knows that it says such great things in the Svarma about crying by davening, and how all of the gates are locked except the gates of tears, the Shari, the Moz, like the Nolu, that everything, and there's stories about the Baal Shem Tov, with the Baal Tekeah, with the tears, and all locks, you know, you need to cover it. So the shame is, every shame is a way to open up a lock, but there's a way to take an axe and break all of the locks, and that's with tears. So he told the Baal Tekeah that your tears, it's a famous story, but the Baal Shem Tov learned with him the Kavanas, with Reb Zev Wolf Kipkus, he learned with him the Kavanas. And then the Baal Shem Tov, he had all these little notes with the Kavanas. And he wrote, he was the Baal Tekeah, this Tzaddik of Reb Zev Wolf was the Baal Tekeah. And then the Baal Shem Tov took all of his little tzetlach, all of his notes away. And he was just, he just blew the shofar like with a broken heart. And the Baal Shem Tov told him this. The Baal Shem Tov said to him that you should know that each one of the deep kavanas that we learn together, they're very, and the names of Hashem and the kavanas of the shofar are very, very, very deep. And each name is able to unlock a certain place in Shemayim. But crying or a broken heart, that's like an axe that just breaks everything. It just smashes through everything. So it's a very powerful weapon, tears. A very, very powerful weapon. And we see in the parasha with the Yosef and Almana, Yitzhak Eli, crying out to me, Hashem says, tears, you know, open all these doors. So because of that, a person naturally would want to be able to use the that koach of crying in davening. But Rabbi Nachman said that, he says, Ad sheyizke livkos lifnei Hashem Yisbarach. That's what we're going to talk about today. Ad sheyizke. It doesn't say Ad sheyivke. It's Ad sheyizke. There's a difference. Ad sheyivke, we could do that, you know. Like I told you last week, I was trying to get myself to cry about the Kosel Seed. I start thinking about the Holocaust, about different things. You know, Ad sheyivke. There are a lot of things we could do Ad sheyivke to cause ourselves to cry. There's plenty to cry about. We could cause, every one of us could cause ourselves to cry. But Rabbi Nachman said that the avoid is ad she yizke, live kois lefnei Hashem, till a person is zaycha. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman continued, and we learned last week, that if the person is choshev b'libo u'metzapa sheyivke, if he's trying to concentrate to bring himself to tears, so Rabbi Nachman says that that's ke'ein. It's like a machshav azar. It's like he uses that machshav enatayim. So it's not good. Not good. So that's what we're talking about. This avod of crying, ad sheyizke, had to be zoicha for that. So in this edition, it's kuf ayin dalet in the middle.
Kuf nun towards the middle.
In the other edition. So either Kuf Nun or Kuf Ayin Dalet. I think there's a third edition. It's in volume 2. In the third edition. V'yesh kan oid nekuda amuka v'nefla. There's another nekuda here. A wondrous and deep nekuda. Livkos. This is why I just began to explain a little bit. But let's see it inside. Livkos of Hashem tzarech schus. To really sincerely cry. Tasha, that's a gift. Like all the most important things, I mean, everything in life is a gift from Hashem. But when it comes to the most important things in life, we have to always remember that it's a gift. Lifkas von Hashem tzarich schus. One has to have schus to be able to cry sincerely. Takadosh Baruch Hu. Koloshim Rabbeinu ad sheyizke livkos lifnei Hashem Yisbarach. So the person is zeicher to cry. It's a schus to be able to come to that part of oneself, the deepest part of oneself, and to cry. Not stam bechias, crying to Hashem, tears. Zuma tanu mishamayim. A person, like I said a minute ago, all of us are able to, most people can bring themselves, to force themselves to cry. But that's not what Rabbi Nachum is talking about. He's talking about Bechia Gedola Be'emes, that it happens mimela. As we're going to learn now, you didn't come to do this, you didn't try to do this. But it's mimela, it's a schus, it's a gift that Hashem opened up your heart and the tears come. Kshe'odam rotsu lifnei Hashem, when a person is rotsu lifnei, knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you a gift because you're rotsu lifanav, because of whatever it is that brought you to this schus, the fact that you're going through his bardas and you're trying hard. You might be trying this for a month or for a year, or that it could be that you did some wonderful mitzvah, some beautiful mitzvah. And as a result of that, you're rotzui lefnei Hashem. Hashem is feeling more fondness than usual, whatever that means, because he loves us in a way that we can't understand. But Hashem, you're very rotzui lefana. You're rotzui lefana. It was a ma'aseh with the Tzemach Tzedek Chus Yelena that he used to be able to learn with his grandfather, the Baal Tanya. After the Baal Tanya was nifta also, he was learning with him. Bakitza b'chalayim, oftentimes in a dream, when he would go to sleep with the Tzemach Tzedek, he would go to sleep with all kinds of questions and learning. Whether it was in Nigla or Nista, but he had all kinds of questions from the learning. And he would go to sleep. And in his dream, his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, would come and explain things to him. And then there were times he had visions while awake also of the Alter Rebbe. And it's a famous story that once the... I was wondering why I just thought of this, but it has to do with the parasha. So it once happened, because the parasha, in this parasha, Mishpatim is from Kesef Tal Vezami, it's the mitzvah of lending money. So it once happened that the Tzemach Tzedek was frustrated that he had, the night before, he had a number of questions, big questions in learning, and that his grandfather didn't help him out in his dream. Didn't help him, didn't come to him. And he was frustrated with that. But it was time to go to shul. So he went to the mikveh and he went to I think this might have gone for a few days. He wasn't getting any frequency. So he went to the mikveh, he was going to shul. On the way to shul, there was a very, very beautiful, simple Jew that stopped him on the way and said this before he was rabbi. And said to him, Mendel, I could use a couple of rubles because it's the fair. I want to go to the fair and do some business. Would you have 5 rubles for me? And the Tzemach Tzedek told him, I'd be happy to, but the money's at home. I'm going to shul now. So just after davening, give me a little bit, I'll daven. And after davening, come and I'll give you the money. And he went to Tzemach Tzedek to shul and he put on his talis. And he was thinking about, why did I do that? It's the market now, it's open, and he probably wants to buy some schar to make some and what made me wake him, you know, to make him wait for another hour or whatever. So he went to the Tzemach Tzedek, took his towels off and went to the market and was dragging around the whole place. It was busy there, and he was looking at everywhere to find this yid. First he went home to get the money, and he went and he brought the money and he found this yid and he gave him the money. And then afterwards he went to daven. Right after davening he went home, and the Alter Rebbe came to him, appeared to him, and said over all of these things and learning, explained to him. And he said to him, the Alter Rebbe said to him that when a person's in need, when a Jew's in need, and another Jew helps that person, that is poel much more than any of your tefillas and any of your mitzvot. That's what he said. That's probably the thing. So there's a time in a person's life we don't even realize that there are times that we're particularly beautiful in Hashem's eyes. Particularly beautiful in Hashem's eyes. When you do something with Mesivas Nefesh to help a person. So, Kshadam Rotsu Lifna Hashem. I don't know why that came into my head, but that story, but I felt like telling it to you. Okay. So when a person is Rotsu Lifna Hashem, to be Rotsu Lifna Hashem, Kshashem is about rights of a Chayshik, because Hashem feels particularly close to you at that time. Who Yavi Belibo? Hashem will bring those tears to you. You don't try to make it happen. Hashem will bring those tears to you. He'll bring the hisaris for hergeshem adshiyfke. He'll bring that hisaris that will cause the tears to flow out. As a bechia mitis tzarch lekabel. We're going to talk about this in Mitzvah tomorrow morning at the Yom Da'kacha. We're learning about Dveikus in the Yom Da'kacha Shia. And we're going to learn, Mitzvah Hashem, that when it comes to Dveikus as well, there's the greatest thing that a Jew can experience is the tanug, is the pleasure of Dveikus, the deep pleasure, the delight of feeling that relationship with Hashem. But there also, the tzaddikim say the same thing. Arizal and other tzaddikim say that you don't connect yourself to Hashem with the intention of that tanug, of that pleasure. But the ordinary, it comes or it doesn't come. It's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to live a life of dveikus b'Hashem. And if you feel it, it's a gift. And if you don't feel it, it's a beseder. It's a beseder. It's lahayin yan shalcha. It's a Rosh Hashanah zinyan to feel that. All we could do is to strengthen our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Davin. And we concentrate on Dveikus, we concentrate on Tefillah. And the fringe benefits of that Avoda, which is with Davening, the Bechias, the tears, and with Dveikus, the Tanuk, the pleasure of that Dveikus, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a gift from Hashem, to open us up in such a way. So Bechia Amitis Tzarech L'Kabel. Bechia Amitis, to be able to have those tears that are real, you could make all the hachanas, but it might not come. That's a gift from Hashem. Lo lochim oisa, you can't grab it, you can't take it. You might think that they're real tears, but it's most likely they're not. Hilonas is bidei adam. These kind of tears are not made by a person. They're made by Hashem's book. They're made by Hashem's book. Ala posik lechomar, we learned this earlier. The posik in Tehillim lechomar libi in the Dovra Shemar Yevishi lechomar libi bakshu panai, that my heart is telling me to seek Hashem's face as panach Hashem vakesh. I seek Hashem's face. Rashi says, "What does mean lechomar libi lechom b'shvilcha b'shlichuscha?" Hashem, I'm doing this. I'm seeking this closeness with you. B'shvilcha u'b'shlichuscha. Rashi says, it's a very remarkable Rashi. B'shlichuscha, that kivyachol Hashem, you sent me to seek you out. Rabbi Nachman says about this. We learned this around 6 weeks ago. Shekol ha'dvar m'shalev oimer, hem divrei Hashem esbarach mamash. That anything that I say with absolute, utter sincerity is divrei Hashem esbarach mamash. It's a gift from Hashem. I want to speak sincerely. I want, and I pour my heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you find that there are words that you never ever had. You never even dreamt of. You're not even really capable of saying such things. It's the Chom Alibi. Rashi says Bishlichuscha, that Hashem sends these words. Hashem sends words. Hashem sends tears. Hashem sends a certain tanig, a certain oinig, a certain feeling of dveikus, of connection to Him. We're very far from that, especially in our times where we're so busy with inyanim of this world. We're not anshei ruach, anshei haguf, you know. So it's very, very hard to come to something. And so Hashem sends us when we try, and then we're ritzuyim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're trying. So then he sends a gift of tears. And then once the tears come, then and we're zeichah for those tears. It means that, and those tears are very, very powerful and able to break open all of those gates. Kshalev misar lebchia, v'chol amar libi, zu shlichus ma'ashem esbar, zu matanim mishamayim. Aval kshadam choshev, but when a person is thinking about this and miskoining, and he's planning this, u'mekavin esasmo b'chdei sheyivke, and he wants to be able to, he's trying to bring himself to tears, azayhu. Of course, then it means that he's just trying to grab those. He's trying to take those tears. And Rabbi Nachman says that this effort is considered to be a machshav zar, an alien thought. It's not something that should be in our davening. It's not part of davening. I want to cry because I know the crying is so powerful. I want to cry. That's not how you daven. That's not a machshav. It's called a machshav zar. It's an external thought. It's an alien thought. It's a chashav machshav azar, but it's still a machshav azar. Misha be'emes writes a liskel sazer. A person who really wants to be zeicher for this madrega of bechir. Misha be'emes writes a liskel sazer. Hadar vayachid should be adalasas who tefila b'tachanun. Then the only thing you could do is just get to the work of davening. Don't make this whole chesed of crying. Just daven. Daven and try to concentrate as much as you can on saying the words from a place that's real, in a place that's be'emes, be'emes, l'cho'om al-libi. As much as a person can come to that place of himself, of herself. Tisparlo. Tischane. Tivakesh me'emek libcha. To try to get to the deepest part of who you are. To beg Hashem. Rabbi Shalom. Now, what he's saying here is actually before this bodhis. This is taken from a piece of Likutei Tefilas Rabbi Nosson. That before you go to daven, you can daven that this davening should, that I should be zeichet to tears. But that's before daven. That's davening before daven, not the davening itself. So he shows Tispal Tischan Tavakish Makam Libcha, Rabbi Shalom Atto Hedatani Shabachil Fanacha Yikar Moed. Rabbi Shalom, you have taught us that davening is very, very dear to you. Crying and davening is very dear to you. That all gates open before tears. That somehow you have that big nachas ruach when we daven with tears. But I know that I can't make such tears. I mean, I could fake tears, but I can't make these kind of tears. The ones that break down the doors, I can't do that. And I've been commanded, he's speaking about Rabbi Nachman, told us, that I should not think about that when I'm going to be davening. That's a machshav azar. Therefore, I'm asking you, you can say this on the way to his bodhis, you can say it in the car. Just watch the traffic and stuff. And you could there's on the way to this, or when you sit down or before davening, whatever. I'm asking you to be mezakim, to help my heart be mamish, awakened to you in such a way, with tremendous longing. Until I have this chus. The schus to pour out tears like water. The most shlish mitach lev nishpa, from a broken heart. Lev hakamam skagelach, a heart that's yearning for and longing for you. Yikuyim be shivchi kamaim libech noichach b'nei Hashem. Shivchi kamaim libech noichach b'nei Hashem. It says neicha. Shivchi kamaim libech noichach b'nei Hashem. So that's taken from the tefillah of Rabbi Nosson on base. Aval kol zeh tzorich les ach v'rach. But all of that, this kind of a tefillah, to be able to be zeicher for the tears, that's lifnei ha-tefillah. That's a tefillah before davening. B'shasa tefila, ein locha elo l'sheves nochach p'nei Hashem. Davening means nochach p'nei Hashem. I'm here, and I want to talk to you. That's it. That's what davening is. Nochach p'nei Hashem. B'shivchi kamayim libeich. That's to be zoichet. You could daven for that before. To be zoichet that there should be a shvichas leiv. Shtapchus aleiv. Daven before. Yitochen sheyesh kan oid oimig mimamak. There's something deeper here also. K'sh'odem espalal hutzorach lasa zos lom v'neshe koshulai. Shechosh sheni yochel yoyser. See, the tachlis of davening is to live a life of tefillah, like David HaMelech said, v'ani tefillah. Not just because something is wrong or something's bothering me or something's hard for me and I can't go on. I'm in such a difficult place, I can't go on. That's not how, of course that happens, but that's not the mahalach of tefillah. Gami matzavu hu b'chira, hashut sarach lizayk v'litzayk mima keliba, kira umar kinog ad nefesh, katzti b'chayi lomali chayim ke'ele, chayim mar marum mimoves. Even though, of course, when a person's in a difficult matzav, till he feels that he must cry out, because his life is so bitter, and he feels so broken, he can't go on living. And he feels, Lomali Chaim Ka'ela, Chaim Mar Maru, my life is more bitter than death. So that's from the Lashon of Rabbi Nosson in the Tefillah before Tin Klali. Tzakoso Emesi, Mishakach Be'emes Tzvichim Litzak El Hashem. That's a very honest cry. It's a very honest scream to Hashem. Because Be'emes, this is how we have to daven. This is true, how we have to daven. Avlozu hasiba shetzarech lispal. This is a way of davening, but it should not be what causes a person to daven. It's not the reason that you're davening. It's how to daven. Now, of course, sometimes that's just how it happens. There's nothing wrong with it. That's not the tachlis of tefillah. He explains. Hasiba hi rotzen Hashem. Hashem is vach rotzeh shenovel lefanav. Page kuf ayin vav. The cause, what brings a person to his bodhis is not something horrible that's going on in my life. If that's what it is, then that's what it is. And that doesn't mean it's not chashuv, of course. But what Rabbi Nachman is teaching us, and the tzaddikim we're talking about, Chavetz Chaim, and other tzaddikim we're talking about, is living a life of a relationship with his bodhis. And the reason that we go to Davin Hashem is because Hashem wants to have that relationship. That's why I'm going to his bodhis. That's the mahalach. I'm going for his bodhis because Hashem wants me to talk to him. He wants to have a relationship with me. Hashem is baruch reitzah shenovel lefana. Nispalu v'nishbach li b'nei nochem b'nei Hashem. He wants us to be able to pour. He wants us to pour our hearts out sincerely to him. In other words, that should be one's motivation for his bodhis. Not that sorrow. If it happens, then still, of course, go for his bodhis. But that's not. It's to live a life of his bodhis. What causes his bodhis is that I want to be able to do what Hashem wants me to do, which is to have this connection to him. And the strongest way that I can have this connection with him is through his bodhis. Moshe Kosev Arizal Bagdam Meshar Mitzvahs, Mizel Lashon. As we find, of course, the Arizal never wrote, but it was taught. As we find in the Shar Mitzvahs, it was taught by the Arizal. The Arizal taught, the Eish Shem Espadol Lefanim Yisbarach Al Ezer Sheilu Menash Sheilus. When you go to daven for something that you need, there's something that you need that's in your life, is missing in your life, you need. Lo yispalu l'sibas atzma. Shetzorach lishol oisa hashela. The davening should not be because you need something, that's why you're going to daven. Ela l'kayim mitzvos yisbarach. You're going to daven because Hashem wants you to talk to him. That when something is bothering you, of course you should talk to him. He's the address. That's what davening is. That's always the address. And Hashem wants us to talk to him. Not just when something is wrong, but he wants us to have this relationship with him. And because Hashem commanded us in his Torah that when there's a tzara lo aleinu, there's something that's going wrong, that we should turn to him. That's the place where we go, to him. And that's why I'm turning to you, because you taught me in your Torah that that's what you want me to do. That when there's a tzara, I turn to you. I don't run first everywhere else. I turn to you. Lahoris kihu elokeinu v'anachno amoi v'avodav. Because we believe that you're the only one that can give this to me. And we're your servants, we're your people. And our eyes are turned to you the same way that the slave or the servant's eyes are turned towards his master. And even, of course, if I have to go to the doctor, I'll go to the doctor. If I have to go to get the medicine, I'll go do whatever I have to do. I'll do. But I'm turning to you first because you told me in the Torah that you want me to do that. And you want to have this connection with me. So I'm doing that. The Maral explains this really at length. If you look in the Nesivas Olam of the Maral, in the Nesivah Avodah Perek Yudal, it really talks about this whole Indian. In the way that Maral talks about things. It's his own unique Mahalach, his own style. But that's really what he's saying over there. It's the whole Indian of Davening. Is this feeling of depending on Hashem and that he's the one to go to. Venlan Shum Ezim, like me many years back, Yasam Kol B'tchanei Lov, to put one's entire trust and faith in Hashem. Those are the words that were brought from that Arizal. So ani mespal ki zeh ratzon Hashem. I'm davening because it's the ratzon Hashem to dav. So mitzvah shetzivan Hashem, bechdei sheneida, she'ein shum dava ba'olam elohu yizbarach. Because davening is the time when we're mevarer more than any other time of the day or in our lives, when we're able to see in the clearest way that there's only Hashem, that everything is Hashem. Ein lano af echad, rak hu yizbarach. There's nobody. Only Hashem is. Abchia, ain't a mitzvah. Crying is not a mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to cry. There's no mitzvah that Hashem said to cry. Hezani lo makayim midnei tziva Hashem. Hashem didn't. If Hashem told me to cry, then I would do whatever I would take an onion. I would do whatever I have to do to cry. Hashem never told me I have to cry. There's no mitzvah to cry. There's no din to cry. The din is to daven. And my the din is to daven with all of the sincerity and honesty that I can muster up. That's what the mitzvah is. And when it comes to crying, that's not anything that I'm have to do, I'm supposed to do. That's something that I want because I heard that it's really powerful. And if I cry, then it's much more likely that I'm going to get what I want. So it's all part of the ego. It's all part of the I want. It's not the tziva of Hashem. It's not coming as a servant. It's not coming. It's not coming as in a humble way. It's coming in a way of figuring that. Like somebody asked me the other day, he said that it says Chazal say that if you and another person need the same thing, right, and you daven for him, then you'll get it. So this person said to me, so that's why I have my mind all the time, is that this is just a way for me to get what I want by davening for somebody else. Does that work? That's it. So now that you let me in on this secret, there's this secret. The secret is that if you daven for somebody else, not just that you answer, but it says, so, but now like you, that now that you know it, so that could become just shtick, right? Like many things. That the first time when it's something which is spontaneous, it's very real. It's very pure. It's very real. But then when it becomes like when it becomes ready the second, third time, so then it's a shtick. Very nice, beautiful shtick, but it could be shtick. Right. So a person wanting to cry because he knows that crying has tremendous kaiches, that could all be about himself. Not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be all about himself. Which again is not a bad thing. I'm not talking here about Averis. I'm not talking about something bad. And halavai, this should be our biggest Averin in life. Insincere, you know.
So one has to when it comes to davening, when it comes to tefillah, even though of course there are many, we have a list of things that we want. And And there's no question that's a very, very important part of davening. But the yisod of davening is, I'm here because you told me to come to you. And because I know that there's no one else that I can go to. That's the yisod of davening. And that's what his bodhis is about, is that is showing up. Nochach p'nei Hashem is that relationship, being nochach p'nei Hashem. I'm here. Higati. That's what davening is really about. And if I'm forcing the tears, then it's in a certain way, that's what Rabbi Nachman was saying, that it's a machshava leitova, is that if I'm forcing the tears, again, we're not talking about aveiros, but if I'm forcing the tears, then the whole davening becomes harotzen sheli, what I want. And that's not the kind of davening that we're able to do something higher than that, something better than that. It's still a chashuv thing, but we could do better than that. Hadvarim muflaim. She tespalo be'emes, when a person is davening be'emes, obviously there's a difference between different people. There are, Rabbi Nachman said about himself, that I mentioned this recently, that as a descendant of David HaMelech, the Eniklach of David HaMelech, they're more given to tears. There are certain families, there are certain people that they have more of an inclination to cry. But again, we're talking here not stam crying about other things, but when it comes to davening, there are more people. There are some people that have more of an inclination. But for most people, if they daven be'emes, it doesn't necessarily mean that day or that week, but if they daven be'emes, that there will be times where mimela the tears, the zeiche for tears. Hashem gives them the gift of tears. The zeiche for tears. And it's very important not to worry about it if it doesn't happen. It's very important not to worry about it if it doesn't happen. It's not an Indian. How come I'm not zeicher to it? Why aren't I zeicher to tears? I'm not, it means Hashem doesn't like me. If he would like me, I would be zeicher to tears. He's a bad. Just to daven honestly and sincerely. And if you're zeicher, you're zeicher. If you're not zeicher, you're not zeicher. As a male, a tovel lip chia bemes. Neshaz Hashem is baruch yashak b'chol. Who yistulcha matana? When Hashemayim, that when it comes to a gift, we don't demand a gift. We don't demand a gift. Who you slach lecha matanim in Hashemayim b'chdeishi yitayar libcha. Hashem will send you a gift, and your heart will be purified. Tizdakech nishmaschu v'yiftuchu d'mayisecha eskol hashar. And then the tears will flow, and all of those gates will be opened. Yishbu eskol hamachitza, all of the machitzas, all of the dividers, all of the barriers. Will be broken. The tala tviloscha noichach bnei Hashem, and the davening will ascend to that place that's called noichach bnei Hashem. Ker kadosh baruch hu misavel tviloschem shel Yisrael. The main thing is that a person should remember that Hashem wants us to daven to Him. It's a very, very big inyan, even though we can't fully understand that, but why that is or what that is, but Hashem wants that very, very much. Like the dove that is in trouble, it's Hashmini is Kailach. I want you to cry out to me, to remember me, and to cry out to me and to talk to me. That's the whole tachlis of tefillah, is to be mavara that relationship that you have with the Kodesh Baruch. That's the whole tachlis of tefillah. And a person can understand this even when it comes to the havdol relationship with a friend, with someone that you love. That the ikur is to speak in a way that's sincere and that's real, in a way of dveikus and sincerity. That's the ikur way to speak. Not to plan to cry and to pour your heart out in such a way. To speak bemes, husband, a wife, friends, to talk to each other in a way that's amistic. And if a person is zeicher, then the tears will be able to, the tears will be able to get through. There's another story from the Talmud Tzedek about that. That's too long. No, I'll go to the next paragraph. It's okay. But there are, I won't tell you this story, but there are stories, you know, about the Chofetz Chaim also, and other tzaddikim that they were not able to be piled with things that they were saying. And there was somebody that was not Jewish, there was a whole Zaira. They weren't able to be piled with words, but they were able to be piled with their tears. So Hashem sent them tears. There's a nice of the Tzimun Tzedek, and there was a Zaira, they wanted to outlaw the teaching of Hasidus and Kabbalah. Because there was a whole Snagdus that came, unfortunately, from Jews who were making trouble with the government to try to stop it. So there was this like Inquisition, and they had. Well, I'll tell you the whole story already. Yeah, the story is good. So there was I have to remember the whole story, but the story was that so the government, the Tsar, the minister of whatever religious affairs, they told the Jews that you have to send a committee. We have questions to ask about this whole business about Judaism Bechlau, but we want to ask about this new movement. See, this is Kabbalah movement. So the ones who the communities sent, because everybody had to be represented, was that Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner, the son of Rabbi Volozhiner, was representing the Snagdim Shul, and the Tzemach Tzedek was sent from the Hasidim, and there was a Rabbi Yisrael Halpern. He was from Baditchev, and he was a Polish Hasid, so they got to have two Hasidim, and there was a Maskil that was sent. By the name of Bezalel Stern, who was in those years the Maskil was still mostly keeping mitzvahs, but he was already like a very, you know, the beginning of the reform. He was more of a secular person, because the government wanted everybody to be represented. It was a serious thing. They came, and they said this minister was a very educated person, and he was asking them all of these questions about Yiddishkeit. And they answered him. They were all answering. He was also, even the Moscow was a very educated person. And they were answering. And it was going well. And then it came for the big, big Indian that really was the whole purpose of this. Is he wanted to understand Hasidus and Kabbalah. Is this, the minister asked, is this something that is truly rooted in Jewish tradition? And this is something that the Jewish people need as a people, yes. So the Tzemach Tzedek said, absolutely. It can't be without Chassidus Kabbalah. And then he asked Halpern, he's a Polish chassid, and said, 100%. And then he asked Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner, and Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner didn't say anything, he was silent. And then he asked the Maskil, he asked Stern, and this Bezalel Stern went into a whole thing about how this is superstition, and it's not wrong. It's the charlatans, the superstition. So the Russian guy, this professor, whatever he was, so he said, and what happened? He says, look, it means that we have the two Hasidim. They say that there's something real. The rabbi from Volozhiner is silent. It means that he's moided to us that it's an Arishkeit. That it's foolishness. So it means that we're the majority, because the Russian minister said, I also think it's silly. So it's Stern. And the rabbi from Volozhiner is not saying anything. So it's three against two. And that was bad. So, I mean, this would have real repercussions. It wasn't like a conversation. Mm-hmm. At that point, the Tzemach Tzedek stood up and he said, I don't care. Yovel and Mashi Yovel, you can kill me. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop teaching Chassidus. It's the blood of the Jewish people. I'm not going to stop. Now, the Goy got very angry. He started to scream, and they came to the police. he called in the police. This is right before Shabbos. It was candlelighting time. They had to be whenever they had to be there. And the police came, and it was in this official building, and there was a cell, like the next room, or 2 rooms down, there was a cell for detention or prison. And the police, he said, take him to jail. We'll see what we're going to do with him later. He thought they were going to kill him. He spoke with very big chutzpah. He said, I don't care what you say. So they took the Talmud Tzaddik into the cell. And then he was continuing. He wanted to continue to talk to the rabbis, to these people a little bit. In the meantime, the Tzemach Tzedek it was time for Kabbalah Shabbos. So Tzemach Tzedek starts to say, "Hurry, Lord, Shabbos, get to the room." He starts to die. And he's dealing with the niggun of there's a certain niggun that the Alter Rebbe had. How to say that? And the guy was completely mesmerized by this. He just stopped talking. He closed his eyes and was listening. And he asked, what's he saying? So the Chassid Sahabin said, he's saying what was instituted by the Baal Shem Tov, by the founder of Chassidus, to say before Shabbos. That's what he's saying. So the guy was very confused about all this now. And he said, all right, we'll get together on Sunday. This is Shabbos. We'll get together on Sunday. He was very taken by that. And so what happened was that he told them to free the rabbi, to free the Samasadic right away. He's free. Leave him alone. He's okay. Anyway, they had to spend Shabbos over there. And then Sunday morning they had to come back. And there was a beautiful garden over there. So Tzemach Tzedek was walking through the garden, and the maskil, the stern, he was also going to the building through this garden. And the Tzemach Tzedek and him met. And the Tzemach Tzedek said to him, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Rebbe. And the Tzemach Tzedek took his hand, and he said, Yesh koina elamu b'sha'achas. You could acquire the world to come. B'sha'achas. And the man just burst down crying. This maskil, he's just fell on the floor, like crying like a baby. And then he went and he gathered himself together, and he went in, and he became the biggest defender of Chassidus. This third, he gave a whole speech on Chassidus, like the Kabbalah, and the Gzeiros King. It's a good story. It's a good story. For Shabbos, it's a good story. So the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek wasn't crying. He was singing a niggun. He was saying the haidu to a niggun. The tachlis is when we do the Ratzon Hashem. And the same thing when he said to the maskil, he said to him, "Yesh kamei lama b'sha'achas. You could acquire the world to come." He didn't put on a whole show. He didn't say it dramatically. He just said to him, "I'm telling you, you could be punished." But when the Tzemach Tzedek said that, that's the effect that the tzaddikim have on us. It's such unbelievable pureness and sincerity. So pure, so sincere. And it opens up everything inside. But there was somebody who said about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I don't remember who said this, but I heard it. Somebody said about the Tzemach Tzedek's great grandson. Somebody said about the Lubavitcher Rebbe that I go to different tzaddikim. And when I go to these tzaddikim, I'm amazed by the greatness that I see of these people. But somehow when I go to Lubavitcher Rebbe, that too, but then I'm amazed by the greatness that I see in myself. She said, when I go to Lubavitcher Rebbe, I see something in myself that I never saw before. And the Rebbe just said two or three words. Didn't have to give a whole drush and have to cry. Just said whatever it was. He didn't have to say anything. The Kayach of Tfilah, the Kayach of Davin. Okay, so there's some stories for Shabbos. We'll continue with Barak Tezavot next week in the session. Rabbi Shabbos, I think in Shabbos.